أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد خلت من قبلكم سنن فسيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين هذا بيان للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses number 137 and 138 of Surah Ali Imran. In the last few verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the different aspects of wa ati'u Allah, obedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And all of it was because Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had prohibited us from devouring and consuming of interest, and that was as a result of the Battle of Uhud, that the Quraysh had funded the Battle of Uhud with a great deal of interest money, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had discussed it. Now coming back to the Battle of Uhud, from this verse onwards, many verses hereafter, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speak about the Battle of Uhud, but Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala reintroduces the event of Uhud in a very, very unique way. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala alludes to the fact that there was a slip-up on behalf of the Sahaba or some Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 50 archers were placed on the mountain pass, and they were told by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam not to leave the mountain pass. Some of them had felt that the battle was over and now there was no need to remain there, but the need of the hour was to collect the booty. Other sahaba at that time had stuck to the original hukam of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the original command of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the result of it was that there was some difference of opinion between this group of sahaba, and the result of all of that was a change of the tables on the Battle of Uhud. The result of it was 70 sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had become shaheed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself, his one tooth had become shaheed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was injured, and all of that had taken place. On the one hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the incident. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us as an ummah, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. When there is a lack of sabr and taqwa, then this is what will happen. But together with that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also wants to show us as an ummah that this was such a group of people that were so beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They were so mukhlis, they were so sincere and so accepted by Allah ta'ala, that despite all of what had happened, at the end of all of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announced forever and ever in the Quran Allah's forgiveness for them. And now the result of all of it is we have absolutely no right to speak anything ill about the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this regard or any other regard. The other aspect is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wants to show us, and that is what Allah ta'ala speaks about here. Allah says, قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنٌ فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah ta'ala says, قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنٌ. Events have passed before you. Many different events had taken place. If you go back historically, we will find that there was always a clash between haq and batil. There was always a clash between the forces of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam and those who had opposed the forces of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And it often occurred that sometimes the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam's forces had suffered some kind of setback before Allah Ta'ala had granted them eventual victory. And this is in actual fact what had happened at the time of Uhud. We found Badr, Allah Ta'ala had granted victory. We found in Uhud, there was a setback that had taken place. Then we found at the time of Trench, there was a lock between the Muslims and the Kuffar and the Quraysh. Days had passed, nothing happened. And then Allah Ta'ala, in His miraculous way, sent a wind. And then the Quraysh had to move away from there. But that created a great deal of financial disturbances for the Quraysh. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala opened the way towards Makkah Mukarrama. So this setback took place. It was not the first setback of the people of Haqq, the Ahli Haqq. Many events had taken place. And this is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala draws our attention towards. But the eventuality was this. This was a very temporary setback. Fasiru fil ard, then travel the earth. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Then look and see. But don't just look and see with your eyes. فَانْظُرُوا نَظَر. Look with a gaze of understanding. Try to understand. كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. What was the result and the consequences of those who had denied Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? The eventuality was that Haqq had always overcome Batil, as we had seen in the life of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But then Batil also still remained. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants us to understand all of this. هذا بيان للناس. Allah Ta'ala says, this is an exposition. This is a bayan, a clear indication for man in general, all of these events that had taken place in the past. It is an exposition, it is a clear message for the whole of mankind that Haqq and Batil had always clashed. Haqq had always gained supremacy. There were certain times when there were setbacks. So insofar as the disbelievers were concerned, they need to take heed and they need to bring iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But at the same time, وَهُدًا وَمَوْعِذَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is a means of hidayat. It is a means of guidance. وَمَوْعِذَةٌ. And it is a means of admonition, as advice for the muttaqeen, for those who have the taqwa of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the hearts. As far as hidayat is concerned, it shows the clear road. As far as maw'idha is concerned, the advice of Allah Ta'ala is concerned, and what is the meaning of advice? That which will soften the heart and then open the path for a person. So one is the road that Allah Ta'ala shows. Now how are we going to get onto the road? That road is how are we going to be steered onto the road. That road we are going to be steered when our hearts are softened. Then our hearts will now incline towards that road. And for that the maw'idha from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is necessary. So on the one hand, it is a clear clear exposition from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for the whole of mankind, for their understanding, and for our side, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, it is clear guidance from Allah Ta'ala, and of course, it is a maw'idha, it is advice. So now, what is the advice? We look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see the seerat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala anhu majma'in, and we draw from them and we get a very clear understanding of all the challenges that they had gone through, and we will see that we are going through the very same challenges in this era and in this time. It is history repeating itself, but the important thing is this, that the clear advice that Allah Ta'ala had given, we need to stick on that. And hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this way has come back now to the episode and the event of the Battle of Uhud. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.